What is up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley here with you today. I have been laser focused on finding the best of the best and seeing what they're doing and looking for outliers. And there is a Silicon Valley giant that has a $1 billion company that's at $30 billion in value. And I'm going to walk you through three pages from their sales playbook so you can apply it to your business and grow exponentially. What's up, everybody? This is Ryan Staley, and you are listening to the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom podcast, where we share with you the underground ninja skills and tactics the top sales and marketing leaders are using to create financial and lifestyle freedom. And the question that everybody is asking is, how do I create financial and lifestyle freedom for me? That is the question, and this show is the answer. What is up, everybody? This is Ryan with the Sales and Marketing Built Freedom Show. Today, we are going to go into the three sales move from Palantir's $30 billion playbook. And I want you to take out, I mean, there's going to be some good things that highly actionable items that you could take away from this and apply instantly. So I want you to take pen and paper out. And there's three great nuggets in here that you can apply no matter if you are a startup, a $10 million company, $100 million company, or in their case, even a $1 billion company. So there's three pages to this playbook, and I'm going to walk you through these right now, right? So number one, be flexible with game-changing deals. Palantir started off with big deals. That was kind of their go-to motion. They have about 149 customers, and they started with big deals. However, they were highly, highly flexible to get those big deals. They do customized software, and initially their margins were only 18%, which is more like services-based margin as opposed to software. However, they just went public, and their margin is now at 55%, which when you look at common SaaS solutions, margins are typically 55% to 70%. And so in doing that, they did a really great job with grabbing tons of market share, growing to a $1 billion valuation, and then really, really tightening down the wrenches, if you will, on that margin. So that's number one. Page number two, get really good at selling big deals. Okay. This is one of my sweet spots. I love this. And this is how we grew from 0 to $30 million in annual recurring revenue and got another $30 million capital revenue with only 4 salespeople and no marketing. So these were sales reps that had no experience or no book of business. So imagine what you could do if you applied it. And Palantir did the same thing. Now they have 149 customers, as I just mentioned, but they are so highly concentrated where 66% of the revenue came from their top 20 customers. So now they do $1 billion in revenue. That's $1 billion in revenue with 660 million of it coming from 20 customers. Just let that sink in. So if you get really good at selling big deals, it could blow your return on ad spend out of the water. It could blow just the opportunity for you to deliver massive comp scales and hire better people. You could hire more people if you wanted to offload time. You can make better tech investments in yourself. However, they got really good at selling big deals. And so page number three, which a lot of people might be uncomfortable with that. They're like, okay, well, Ryan, you know, how good is it if you're top end heavy, right? If the top end of your revenue or the bulk of your revenue is on those 20 customers. Well, this next one is really, really important. Hello, and I appreciate you listening to the show today. I love my listeners and I love helping my customers. One of the things that I've been able to do with some of the customers that I've been working with is, for example, a $6 million SaaS company, helped them implement a 7-figure sales system in which they got a 1.5 month ROI on the entire engagement fee that I offered them by one person spending 25% of their time. And this person wasn't even in sales. So these are core principles that help me scale from 0 to $30 million in annual recurring revenue with only 4 people. In addition, another client that I'm working with was able to 10x their licensing fee, their SaaS licensing fee, and they are really, really just on the early side of starting. So if you're interested in learning more, apply through www.scalerevenue.io/apply, www.scalerevenue.io/apply. Look forward to seeing your application. If you are interested and qualify, you'll receive a follow-up note, and we can jump on the phone and identify what the opportunity is exactly for you and your organization. Next one is really, really important. And I preach this with my customers all the time and have helped folks do this, but systemize your second sales process. Get good at your second sales process. All right. So they're at $1.1 billion in revenue for the full year of 2020. They had 47% year-over-year growth. And now check this out. These are the stats that are going to blow your mind. This is the value of not just having the initial sales process, which is what I see with most SaaS companies, but dropping a second sales process while you're really focused on delighting and wowing your customers. So on average, their revenue per customer was $7.9 million. Okay, that was up 41% year over year. So their average deal size grew a lot. You know, it grew 41% year over year. Okay, now this goes back to what we were just talking about, where their top 20 customers were 66% of their revenue. Their average revenue from their top 20 customers was $33.2 million. Now this grew 34% year over year. So not only do they just basically, like, think about that. If they had $1 million customer, that was the $1 million of their top 20 customers, that customer in year two was $1.34 million, all right? The number of customers generating more than $1 million in annual revenue grew 32% year over year, right? So that number grew. A number of customers generating more than $5 million in revenue grew 54%. So their deal size keeps getting bigger and they're growing. And then the number of customers generating more than $10 million in annual revenue grew 50% year over year. So what this tells me is that if you have a really specific design focus of selling more to your customer after you get them as a customer and it's built in your business model, you could grow in leaps and bounds by really, really just having that secondary sales system in place. Okay. So, like, I've seen this in terms of, like, let's say you're like, okay, Ryan, that works for a $1 billion company, but it's not going to work for me. Now, that was one of the cool strategies that I've seen work before, where literally one of my customers essentially had, they didn't have a secondary sales process. They had a great retention rate. And what they did is, we started focusing on that and providing customer reviews and value for the customer on an ongoing basis and just really taking care of them, but then also upselling them through serving them at a higher level. So what happened was essentially 6 months of consulting fees were paid after one employee who was not a salesperson, just moving into sales, spent 25% of his time on the secondary sales process and paid for the entire consulting engagement in a month and a half for a 6 month engagement. So imagine what would happen for you if you apply that, whether you're a revenue leader or whether you are a CEO. Like, the results are mind boggling. And it's truly, truly important, because a lot of times what happens is companies will spend so much time, so much effort just constantly getting new customers. Whereas it's 7 to 8 times more expensive to acquire a new customer than to sell more to an existing customer. So if you make that a focus, you have the ability to grow and expand at an exponential rate. So just to recap things real quick for those of you taking notes at home, right? Step number one, get good at game-changing deals. Step number two, get good at selling big deals, or whale scaling as I like to do it. Step number three, get good at your secondary sales process. So by mixing those together, you could create a massive, massive growth engine for your company that can grow not only in year one, but year over year, and just create an ultimate explosive effect for you. So anyways, I hope you enjoyed the episode today. If you did, please, please, please share that. Take a picture, share this on social, pop a few words in there. I want to get the word out. And the only way to get the word out is to help other people in terms of understanding these concepts, because these concepts were life-changing for me. And I think they could be life-changing for you and anyone who hears them, as long as they choose to accept them. All right. Well, thanks for coming out today. I really appreciate you and I appreciate your time. And I look forward to seeing you on the next episode. Thank you for spending the time with me today. I know that time is one of the most valuable resources, so I truly honor and appreciate you coming along this journey with me. One of the things that I want to ask you is if you really truly enjoyed this and know someone that this can make an impact on, please share this episode with them. If you're on a journey for financial and lifestyle freedom, it is always exponentially better if we're building a tribe with like-minded people who are on the same journey. In addition, I have an amazing PDF for you that could be career-changing in terms of the content. Essentially, what it is are the top 10 questions that every big customer is asking behind closed doors that no one is telling you about. I'll put a link for it in the show notes, so check it out. It's my free gift for you for being a part of this launch and being a part of this journey with me, and I hope to see you soon.